Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, here comes the boom. I'm here. I'm on. Wayne Allen Root. Welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. So I got up this morning. You know, I write so many commentaries lately. I used to have only the weekend, the major weekend TV show, America's Top 10 Countdown, on Real America's Voice TV. So I would write one commentary a week for that show. Now I've got a show every single night, The Root Reaction. So I've been writing like a machine, a commentary every day, except today. I tried. I woke up at 5 o'clock to write another commentary, and I just couldn't get to it because the phones never stopped ringing, and the conference calls just kept coming in, and the meetings kept coming in. So I never wrote it, but I wrote the headline. Congratulations to Joe Biden, his boss Obama, Obama's boss Valerie Jarrett, Mayorkas, and the entire Democrat Party. You've done it. You just turned America into Gaza. There it is. That sums up everything going on. America now looks like Gaza. I always predicted that with Democrats in charge, America would look like every major city in America with Democrats in charge. They all look like third world holes, crap holes, third world crap holes. Now the entire America is Gaza. Aren't you proud? We're not just any third world crap hole. We're the worst third world crap hole, Gaza. Where they hang Jews if they find them in the street. Where they would throw gays off the tops of buildings. Where they stone women to death. We're Gaza. Don't you look around at Columbia. We're Gaza. Columbia University. One of the finest colleges in America, my alma mater. It looks like Gaza. They've all got Palestinian scarves on, Palestinian headscarves and neck scarves, and they've got, you know, Muslim garb on, and they're all singing Muslim songs, and they've got Palestinian flags. We look like Gaza. Gaza's a pigsty. Everybody lives in misery and malaise and poverty 24 hours a day, and there is no diversity. If you're a Jew, you die. If you're a five-year-old girl, they marry you off to a 70-year-old man who's got six other wives so he can rape you at the age of five on the wedding night. You know, did you want America to become Gaza? Because it looks like we're becoming it. And here's the thing. One of my fans sent this to me, and of course, this is what I talk about all the time, but it's just good to see it somewhere so you know that everything I'm saying is true. All these pro-Palestine college groups and protests are funded by Islamic countries. This is not organic. It is well-organized and funded. Muslim countries have poured billions into U.S. colleges, setting this up for years. And it shows the amount of money that countries like Qatar, I think that's how you pronounce it, right? Qatar, like guitar. Qatar and Saudi Arabia and UAE and Kuwait and Oman and Egypt and Bahrain and Iraq and Jordan and Lebanon and Palestine and Libya and Syria. It shows you how much they've given, how many gifts they've given to colleges over the years. They have given billions and billions of dollars to American universities like Columbia. Let me see if Columbia's on this list. I'm sure they are. Yeah, Columbia, Cornell, Georgetown, Carnegie Mellon, Texas A&M, Northwestern, University of Colorado, Penn State University, Harvard University, George Washington University, New York University. They've all taken the money from Muslim countries. And then Biden left the borders open and let all these people in with no vetting. And the United States of America is like, yeah, yeah, yeah. How do they do that again? What's the way the Muslim women scream? That's what America is now. A bunch of people in Muslim scarves holding up Palestinian flags screaming, about to eat a raw goat. That's the United States of America. And this is what you let into our country. And before someone tells me what I'm saying is racist or Islamophobic, I'm not saying a word about the Muslim religion. I'm not saying a word about Islam in general. I'm not saying a word about letting Muslims in. I'm saying letting radical Muslims in who hate Jews. Our country has never hated Jews, and you've let people in who scream death to the Jews, death to Israel. And here's the big one. You ready for it? You waiting? Death to America. At every one of these rallies, they're screaming death to America. Jews, it's kind of like Trump. It's not like Democrats only want Trump. Trump is just standing in the way. After they get Trump, they're coming after you and me. It's the same thing with Jews. They want the Jews first, but after they, you know, after they fulfill their bloodlust and they kill all the Jews inside America, next they're coming after the Catholics and the Christians and anybody who believes in freedom, anyone who believes in democracy, anyone who dares to criticize them. They're going to come after men. They're going to come after dogs. They hate dogs. They hate everything. They hate women. They hate women in Muslim countries. They're third world citizens in a third world country. So this is not compatible with America, and we've let this in. And again, I'm not talking about Islam or Muslims. I'm talking about radical Islam. We all know there's a billion Muslims in the world, and some of them are very nice, but at least 20, maybe 30% are radicalized. That means there's 200 to 300 million Muslims in the world who wake up in the morning thinking of how they can kill Jews. And when you let them into America, you're destroying the fabric of America. America was not ever a place where people screamed, kill the Jews. And for those who aren't Jewish, I'm pointing out again, they're coming for the Jews first, but Jews are just the proxy. Next, they're coming for you. They hate America. They hate Western civilization. They hate Christianity. They hate Christians. They hate Catholics. They hate it all. They hate anyone who isn't them. So it's got nothing really to do with the Jews, is the honest truth. The Jews are just the first thing they see that they want to kill, but there's so much more. So much more. They want to kill the whole America and the idea of freedom and women being free. They want to kill women being free. This is all about radical Islam backing these rallies, these protests, these violent demonstrations, these examples of pro-Hamas. And by the way, another great friend of mine, who is my rabbi, sent me a text. And let me try and find it here. I got to find it. Well, it doesn't matter. I could just tell you what it said from memory. From memory, he said, Wayne, it wasn't my rabbi. Wait a minute. My rabbi sent me 10 great things today. It was my friend Woody. That's right. My friend Woody from San Diego. Woody's the one who sent me a great text. And here it is. Here it is. Woody says, a little fodder for you to use on the air today. Executive Order 13224 added Hamas to the terrorist list of the United States in October of 2021. Ergo, students and educators and organizations and protesters standing for Hamas and stating we are Hamas, therefore should be arrested, should have their bank accounts reviewed, the FBI run checks on them, and place them all on the no-fly list. They are all terrorists, and it might be a useful exercise for those 86,000 new IRS agents instead of targeting middle-class American citizens who are patriots. Exactly. Exactly. If you say we are Hamas, that's it. that you're a terrorist and you should instantly be arrested. I'm someone who believes in freedom, not saying we are Hamas. That's not freedom. You can't allow that on American soil. We Are Hamas is a rallying cry of terrorists who cut babies' heads off, gang rape women, and then shoot them in the back of the head when you're done with them. After you've tortured them and they've screamed horror in the last minutes of their life, you kill them. These are people that are not compatible with America, and they've got to go. They got to go. So they certainly should be classified as domestic terrorists. They certainly should be arrested. They should spend years in jail, just like the January 6 protesters who did nothing wrong and have now spent, what, Jake Lang, 4 birthdays in prison? Tortured. Literally tortured. Cruel and unusual punishment in the United States of America for a peaceful demonstration. And these people scream death to America, and nobody puts them in jail for 4 birthdays. With no lawyers and no family, and no haircut, no shower, 23 hours a day in isolation. Crazy, crazy, crazy. 23 hours a day in solitary confinement. Jake Lang, that poor man, that poor patriot. Pray for Jake Lang. He'll be on this show probably tomorrow and definitely on my Saturday, America's Top 10. He will be on. An incredible video today. Migrants gone wild on the streets of Midtown Manhattan. They were using poles and pipes and belts and trying to kill each other in the middle of traffic in Manhattan. Outside a migrant hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Footage of the fight uploaded on X, formerly Twitter. Manhattan transformed into a third world crap hole. Gaza. America is now Gaza. Aren't you proud? Aren't you proud, Obama and Valerie Jarrett? You got what you wanted. America now looks like Iran or Gaza or Syria. You got looting. You got murders. You got sucker punching. And now, illegal aliens in the middle of the street in Manhattan hitting each other with pipes and belts and bars. Unbelievable. Gaza. Hi, Wayne Allyn. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his 1-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Once again, I'd like to say that if you want to pay, you can stay for the breaks. Hear our conversation in the breaks that is not on the mic, which is X-rated and censored, and you would enjoy it immensely, immensely. We have good humor here, and there is no wokeness among us, trust me, none. Whatever you could think of, the most vile thing you could think of, we're saying in the break. We're saying in the break, Chris is multiplied by 10. Because I make no pretense, I'm not woke. When I was a kid, you know, the things I used to say to blacks, to Italians, to Irish, and the things they used to say to me about Jews, they're just so disgusting and so low and so vile. I mean, and then we'd all laugh and put our arms around each other and say, love you, man. And that's the way America's supposed to be. But now it's all, you know, it's all lovey-dovey wokeness and snowflakeness, except for the occasional protest where they scream death to the Jews. That's okay. No problem with that. Death to the Jews, genocide to the Jews, death to Israel, and death to America. No problem with that. We should allow that. That's fine. A little ribbing about being Jewish or a little ribbing about being Italian or a little ribbing about being Irish. No, that you can't. Ribbing about being black. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're a racist. Oh, my God. And I'll tell you what, we got along better then than anybody's getting along now. This nation is so divided at this point. So when you tell people they can't have any humor about each other and the stereotypes of what it's like to be white or black or Jew or non-Jew or women or gay or Italian or Irish, I mean, there's jokes for all of it and they're all funny. And if you're not allowed to tell them anymore, then we just divide and we become cannibalistic and then the nation kills each other. So aren't you better off laughing at each other than killing each other? Right now we're on that killing, on that cliff where we're about to fall on one side and it's just, the nation just kills each other. What was that movie where they all started killing each other in the church? It was like about a league of gentlemen and they're all like famous spies, like 007 type spies. And then they find something that goes into someone's brain and makes them all go nuts. And they're in a church and then they all just start hacking each other in the church until they're all dead. What was it called? Oh, you have to look it up. Okay. I thought that was, he was telling me the name. He was saying, I got to look it up. Was it called, I got to look it up? I don't think that was the name, I got to look it up. That was a funny, that was an interesting movie. But that scene in the church was wild, man. Normal, everyday people in church to pray to God. And they all pull out machetes and start hacking each other to death. Because they have some sort of a device that, you know, it makes a sound and everybody wants to kill each other. That was wild. And that was a huge movie. I mean, that was like one of the biggest movies of all time. And then they did a sequel to it. It was so good. Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, Spike Warrior. As more information comes out about what's really in those COVID vaccines and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to restore my immune system? I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Please, please, please help me, Wayne. Well, now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove toxins, repair your health, restore your immunity, and DNA stability. Nocovidium was fantastic. This is from the same company and three times better. This is the triple crown of immune repair. This is how you flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. It's 100% natural, no drugs. Special offer for my fans only. Go to spikewarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to spikewarrior.com. That's spikewarrior.com. Use the promo code WAR. Disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent. Prevent any disease. The Kingsmen, right, the Kingsmen, where they released some sound in the air, I think it was, and everybody just started hacking each other to death wherever they were, and they happened to be in a church, and everyone started killing 15 people, 20 people, murdering women, children, just when that sound went off. That's what America's becoming. That's what Colombia looks like. I heard today they invaded the Harvard campus, they being, you know, Islamic extremists wearing their Palestinian flags and their Palestinian scarves. It doesn't even look like America anymore. It looks like Gaza. You need the National Guard to protect Jews in America from Gaza on the campuses of Ivy League schools. What a disgrace. There's your diversity. Isn't diversity great? Isn't diversity grand? You need National Guard to protect Jews when there's diversity. What a wonderful country.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance. And insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
War now.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky expressing gratitude to the U.S. for passing the foreign aid package for Ukraine.
I hope that you and the Americans will feel the result of their help, a result to save Ukraine and Ukrainians.
President Biden announced shipments of military aid will start reaching Ukraine within hours. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. A new report can help determine if you are still earning enough to be considered middle class. Smart Asset, a financial site, analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and the Pew Research Center to establish the middle class salary range in all 50 states. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wayne Ellerud, welcome to Gaza. Gaza Central. Gaza Central. Oh, I mean Columbia University. Gaza Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Ellerud here. America. America the beautiful. The land where you need National Guard to protect the Jews. That's great. That's just great. That's just what, this is what Joe Biden, this is what one stolen election by Joe Biden and his boss Obama has done to the great United States of America. We've been humbled to the point you need National Guard to protect Jewish children going to school. One stolen election has done this to America. It's unbelievable. Before I get to my guest, let me mention Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies, Amio Life. They join me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 or 4 times a day. Their natural silver mouthwash after each meal. Silver gel on my face each night. Silver lozenges all throughout my show to keep my voice alive. Now that I've added a nightly TV show on top of the 3 hours of radio, on top of the hour of Lindell, on top of the weekend show with Real America's Voice, on top of speeches almost every other day. Wow. I need those lozenges or my voice would be gone. So the good news is the folks at Amio realize inflation won't go away and it's bad. Much worse than the government tells you. It was probably 30% when they said it was like 9. So now it's probably only 15%. So they're giving all of my fans, all of my listeners, a 50% discount, as in 5-0, as in half off on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter how bad inflation is. That's why they're giving you 50% off their entire product line. Visit AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com, and just type in Root 50 to save 50%. Root, as in my last name, R-O-O-T, Root 50, to save 50%, or call them at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Say Root 50 and get 50% off AmioLife.com. All right, my guest is here, Cheryl Chumley. She is a Washington Times online opinion editor, host of the Bold and Blunt podcast, author of Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. And we got her. Cheryl, welcome to the Wayne Ellerud Show. How are you?
Wayne, I'm doing great. It's great to be with you.
Welcome to my alma mater, Gaza, otherwise known as Columbia University.
I heard.
Isn't it amazing? It's become Gaza University. It's amazing. We open the borders. We let the entire Middle East in. We let the Middle East and terrorist nations fund all the Ivy League school with hundreds of millions of dollars. And now look at the students we've let in and look at the people that are participating in these terrible, violent, death to Israel, death to Jews, death to America protests. It's sickening.
Yeah, and then combine that with the decades of Democrats allowing socialists to become the teachers in public school systems to indoctrinate kids to go to college campuses to be taught by card-carrying Marxists, right, to hate America, hate Israel, and hate freedom. So it's just this, you know, all these stars are aligned now, and as you point out, it's like Gaza on college campuses.
It's like America is a third world crap hole. Where did I hear that from? Remember when President Trump said, don't let America become a third world crap hole? All our big cities under Democrats are third world holes. Remember that? Well, that's exactly what's happened. Trump was right. Don't look now. He was right about what your cities would become, and he was also right about putting a law in place that said, don't let people into America from, what was it, like 12 terrorist countries. Those are the people that are at these rallies at Columbia and everywhere else.
Yeah, and they're being funded by money that, of course, surprise, surprise, starts at George Soros's Open Society Foundations, right? Trickles down through like the Tides Foundation and goes into all these national groups that have little organizations on college campuses around the United States, pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic groups and so forth, socialist groups. All the money that you see being funneled to fund these protests and pay for their coincidentally all green tents that they just happen to have there on Columbia.
And by the way, it's so, you know, they're so big, liberals are so big on green, right? Everything's got to be green energy, green climate change. Do they realize that in places like Africa and Haiti and the Middle East, nobody cares about green? Isn't that funny? They love all these people from all these poverty-stricken places, but in all those places, people are like belching fuel, and they're throwing garbage in the streets and dirty diapers in the streets, and they look like pig holes and crap holes and third-world pieces of garbage. That's the countries that the liberals want to see all the people come to America who don't care about green energy. All they care about is survival on a day-to-day basis.
Right, because it's nothing about energy or the environment, right? It's about bringing America down to make us a third world country. So all these countries that you just named can elevate and become, you know, higher in economies than the United States. These people just hate the United States. They hate the Constitution. They hate freedom. And this is all part of their, you know, grand design to degrade America to the point where we become less than a third world country.
Well, it's not to become. It has happened. We are. I mean, all the cities in America run by Democrats, including New York City, are third world crap holes now. And Columbia University is the best example of what's there. It's not just Columbia. They were marching on City Hall. They were marching on Chuck Schumer's house yesterday, screaming death to the Jews. And I noticed they were instantly arrested when they're outside Chuck Schumer's house. But at Columbia, they don't get arrested so quickly now, do they?
No, and why should they? Because if you listen to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, these are very peaceful protesters on America's college campuses, and they ought to be commended for exercising their First Amendment freedoms, right? And as for Chuck Schumer, he deserved to have all those people standing outside his house. It was just a few weeks ago that he went on the Senate floor, which is another way to say the international stage, and called for the ouster of Benjamin Netanyahu for the crime of trying to defend the Jewish nation against Hamas terrorists.
Right. Well, Trump was right again, because remember what Trump said? I'm not going to be even keel. I'm picking a side and I'm taking a side. I'm on Israel's side. And now you got a president that's on both sides, and the world is falling apart, and the world is at war, and the world is killing each other, and America doesn't take the lead, and we don't take sides. And all of a sudden you need National Guard troops to protect Jewish students inside the United States of America. It's truly amazing what one stolen election has done to the United States of America.
Yeah, and Trump nailed it when he said picking a side, right? Because you can't sort of, you know, straddle the lines of good and evil. When you have such blatant evil as being displayed on college campuses in America right now, the anti-Semitic evil that we're seeing, you can't sit there and pretend that you can engage in a persuasive dialogue with these people in order to get them to leave. That's like saying that you can argue with Hamas to get them to leave Israel alone. You have to be bold and strong when it comes to fighting evil, and this White House is just feckless and weak.
Yeah, very feckless and weak. All right, so you were recently in Israel. By the way, what was your reason for going to Israel?
I went to Israel. I spent 15 days there because the narrative in the media was putting Israel as the aggressors and Hamas and Palestinians almost as victims, and I wanted to go there and get the story from the Jewish people from their own mouths.
And what did you see and what did you hear and what did you feel while you were there?
Honestly, it was a very sobering experience, but at the same time, it was very inspirational. Because Israel is such a small nation, there wasn't one person who lives there who does not know somebody that was murdered, injured, raped, or abducted on October 7th. They all know somebody or more than one somebody's, and yet they grieve, but they get up, they go to work, they function, then they grieve, then they get up and go to work and function. And it's just very inspirational to see how with the world pointing fingers at Israel right now, they still go on and live their lives.
It must be, I'll ask you a kind of a dumb question, but it's obvious to me. It must be a horrendous economic hit. Israel's economy must be terrible. The business people must be dying because, first of all, every single man has to go to war. So every man under the age of maybe 40 must go off to war, and every kid goes off to war. So there's nobody left. So, half the stores must be abandoned. Half the restaurants must be all empty because all the males are gone to war and the people left. Must be scared and afraid to go out. So it must be a terrible hit on the economy.
That is exactly one of the issues that I wanted to investigate there. And add to that the lack of tourists, right, who are going there now because they're afraid. They're afraid for their safety. But the bright ray of sunshine here is that Israel is a technology leader in the world. And, yes, while you're right about a lot of those businesses taking dings because everybody's off fighting the war, Israel is also doing quite well economically from its technology sales around the world. So that's what's keeping it afloat.
All right. What did the locals tell you about their war on all fronts in Gaza and soon to be in Iran and soon to be in Lebanon? What did they tell you about fighting a multi-front war?
Yeah, no matter their politics, and you do have, a far-left element there in Israel to this day, but no matter their politics, they are all united with Benjamin Netanyahu's push to eradicate terrorism no matter where it's found. They stand behind Bibi on that.
Did you feel safe in Israel?
I did feel safe. Safer than in Israel than walking in the streets of D.C. at night.
Yeah, safer in Israel than on walking on the campus of Columbia University.
Oh, absolutely. Right?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What a crazy world we live in. I saw there was a professor at Columbia who I thought was great, and I was on his side, and I was cheering him. He's a big Jewish pro-Israel professor, and he wanted police escorts to walk in the middle of the whole Gaza thing in Israel at Columbia. And then I saw he's a liberal Jew who was part of the defund police movement. Now he wants police escorts. Things like that just drive me crazy, I swear. All right, Cheryl, we got to run. Cheryl Chumley is always a wonderful guest. Charming, charming guest. Washington Times online opinion editor, host of the Bold and Blunt podcast, and author of Lockdown. Cheryl, thank you for coming on the show. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR!
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm feeling an inspiration. An inspiration. We are MAGA. Democrats are Gaza. I'm telling you, tell the American people, you're either MAGA or you're Gaza. Decide. Decide which one you want. MAGA is for America, and the Democrats are for Gaza. They want to turn us into Gaza. And as the country is turning into Gaza, Goldgate Capital is who you should turn to. Because if America's on fire, and America's in decline, and our borders are under invasion, and inflation is raging, and World War III is upon us, and our streets are turning into Gaza, and our Ivy League universities are Gaza, and you need National Guard troops to guard Jewish kids going to school in America, boy, you better buy gold and silver. Buy the barrel full. You know, I said that on, I actually tweeted that out today. I said the way the world is going and the way America's going, I think there's only two things you got to own now, Bitcoin and gold. You know, and when I say gold, that represents to me gold and silver, precious metals. Those the only things anybody can own now is gold and Bitcoin. Because both of those are you saying, I hate government, I despise government, I distrust government. You know, you could bet on stocks only if you believe in the government. But if you despise government, the two financial tools are precious metals, i.e. gold and silver, and Bitcoin. That's a way of giving the government the middle finger, spitting in the government's face, is to own financial instruments that are completely independent
of the global financial system. Anyway, Goldgate Capital is the official gold and silver dealer, precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Show. They've been with me for 2 years. It's a fact. Central banks are buying the most gold in history the last 3 years. It's a fact that China's buying the most gold of any central bank. These are all facts. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right. One of the big stories of the day. It's not just Columbia University that's Gaza. It's Manhattan that's Gaza. The whole damn borough is Gaza. Migrants gone wild on the streets of Manhattan. A pack of illegal aliens were caught on video today in the middle of the street in Midtown, outside a migrant hotel, fighting each other with sticks and belts and bars. Whatever they could get their hands on. Footage of the fight was uploaded on X, formerly Twitter. The scenes show parts of Manhattan transformed into what appears to be a third world as law and order lapses under a city controlled by rogue Democrats. I feel like I'm writing the script for Batman. At night, the Joker comes out and the city is owned by the evil people of the Joker's army. This is what America's like now, especially in Democrat cities. Fighting between Venezuelans in Manhattan's Biden world, the world of Biden and Mayorkas and Kamala Harris, the border czar, has never been to the border, and Obama, who's the real president, and Valerie Jarrett, who's Obama's boss, and Eric Adams and Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, who does absolutely nothing for anybody, and lets the world, you know, the criminals run wild. It's the Row Hotel, one of many hotels and shelters converted to house illegal aliens in New York City from the open border. 200,000 migrants have flooded the city. There are as many as 64,000 in these shelters. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Here's someone tweeting out, "Must be such a joy to live in New York City," cesspool. Between the crime, looting, murder, sucker punching, and now feral illegal aliens, just lovely. She said on X, referring to the video. And it's so true. Another X user said, "Wait till they stop housing and feeding them. That's when the real chaos will begin." True. True. And I'm telling you, I know, I've said this for a long time, that Democrats don't want there to be an election. They would like martial law and people locked in their homes, whether it's a pandemic coming our way, or whether it's such crime in the street, and whether it's revolution, whether it's their illegal alien army of 20 to 30 million new illegals who don't want to be deported by Trump, who will just set this nation on fire this summer. Be glad it's April, because let me tell you, it's May in a few days, then it's June, and then it's hot July and August, and this country is gonna burn, baby, burn, as sure as I'm standing here. Do you understand? When Trump was president, the nation burned for BLM. Now you've got Biden as president, who does nothing, who doesn't lift a finger, as the worst evil-goers in the world all enter the United States through the southern border, and he waves them all in, no vetting of any kind. Trump was right. What did Trump say? Trump said, "You can't come in if you're from these 12, I think it was 12 terrorist countries." He designated them as terrorist countries, no-go zones. "You can't come into America. We don't want you." He was right. He said the Democrat cities were becoming crap holes. He was right. Third world crap holes. And he said, "I'm going to take a side. I'm always on Israel's side." He was right again.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.